Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
There are many reasons why we have to clear a tree from the landscape. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hello, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, why do trees get cut down? And then we would think normally, okay, because the tree died. But there's lots of reasons why trees need to be cut down.
There's lots of reasons, and it's a hard decision to come to. There's lots of emotions around trees, and anyone can do a casual media search and see all the stories about old trees getting cut down. We cut down a very old heritage tree on campus a couple years ago, a red oak.
Yes, that was beautiful,
and
but
we had a lot of turnout for people coming to see, is this really necessary? You know, but there are reasons why a tree needs to be brought down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture even has a 41-page soft-bound book that's basically for children. But I've met plenty of adults that could benefit from reading this book.
Okay.
So there are reasons, and one of the main reasons is a controlled harvest. So if you are producing wood of any kind for construction, for wood fuel, you know, to burn in our fireplaces, for the fiber to make paper goods.
For Christmas trees.
Thank you, Christmas tree farmer. They want to cut the wood down and cut the whole thing down and sell it to somebody else to enjoy. There's a reason right there. That's an easy one. Hazard mitigation, hazard controlling a hazard, right?
Yes, because, I mean, if you have a tree and it's kind of problematic and it's like right on the edge of a sidewalk and it might drop a branch on somebody walking underneath or something like that, you mean?
Absolutely, okay. Something like that. But a big one is utility line clearance. In Illinois, much like all the other states in our great nation, in Illinois, the Illinois Commerce Commission is the body that legislates the laws that compel the energy companies to do the trimming. Where, when, how it's done is all decided by the government and imposed on the utility companies to conduct that work. So it's really important. I used to do it for a living. Mm-hmm. If you like turning the lights on and just count on them having them come on, get out of their way. Keep your mouth closed, stay in the house, and educate yourself and understand why they're doing it.
And I'm really glad these days, seeing when people are planting trees around power lines, they're planting dwarf varieties that aren't going to get big, that aren't going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's right. And the Arbor Day Foundation is who produced the Right Tree, Right Place program. We've talked about it many times on our program.
Yes.
Well, the folks at the power company came up with that.
Oh,
you got
really?
Duke Power, you got Exelon Energy. A lot of our nation's big power transmitters and distributors came up with this program.
They don't want to have to take down trees or what have you. So
no.
They would rather people be wiser in their choices.
It's directly related to what we pay for electrical service.
Okay, Murph, what are some other reasons why we might have to bring a tree down?
Fire control. So if you're living out west and you're living through these fires, there's another case where the government's unintended consequences created a problem. Private landowners were unable to clear dead plant material, including standing dead trees, and you get a lightning strike or a careless tourist, and then you get a fire. So cutting trees down to create fire breaks, to eliminate combustion spots in the natural forest, which is close to where people live a lot of times.
Yeah.
So there's a way. And now
that's saving people's lives.
That's even more important than saving money, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything is related in a certain way, so we all pay property insurance, right? And if the insurance company takes a big hit because a lot of their customers in California and Washington lost their homes, you and I are going to have to help bail them out.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. And this week we're talking about the reasons why we cut down trees. What's another reason, Murph?
So you might have a tree population protection issue. So you might be managing a national forest. You might be managing a botanic garden or an arboretum. You might discover that you have a tree that has a disease that spreads to its like genus easily.
I see.
We have that here at the Fell Arboretum with Scotch Pine, and we're working on a program to mitigate the ones that are most infected with types of needle blight and other diseases that are associated with adaptable pines. So then that's where you're seeking these trees out to cut the sick ones away to keep as many of the existing ones alive as possible. Another reason for tree protection is trees stop growing at some point, and that's when they die.
Uh-huh.
And they stop growing for various reasons, but that's a vice
versa
issue.
I've reached my peak growing, so I'm not growing anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you see a tree, some very old ones I find impressive because they're still growing.
Uh-huh.
If they aren't growing, they aren't alive.
Wow.
And then vice versa, like I said. So you can also have to cut a tree down in the realm of landscape improvement, refinement, management, whatever you want to call it. You might remove trees that interfere or offer little complement to the existing landscaping. So you might also remove a tree that is a maintenance liability.
Uh-huh.
So you might have a silver maple in your yard when you buy this home, and every Friday when you get home from work, you're picking up two or three garbage cans full of twigs. It's like it's dropping leaves year-round instead of just in the fall.
Oh, boy.
I think it's responsible to remove a tree like that and replace it with something that is native first. And, you know, so it can complete the cycle of life that we have in all of our little areas. New construction is another reason that trees are cut down. And again, with the sensitivities that exist with trees, there are lots of scenarios where you see a tree being cut down that's kind of outside of the area of construction. And the reason that they choose to cut those trees down a lot of times is because the grade or the level of the earth rises when things build.
Uh-huh.
And when soil is piled over living trees' roots, a lot of times it kills the tree. It doesn't do it automatically. It does it after your work is all done, and you stand back to look at it and notice, wow, that sugar maple looks really rough. I wonder if the 18 inches of soil we piled up on its roots had something to do with it.
That's really good. You know, I never heard that before.
Yeah, so changing the grade on trees, it can go the other way, too. If they cut things away and they damage the roots of the trees at a site during construction, that tree will usually not survive that.
Tree
protection's a big part of Tree Campus USA, but it's also a battle that we all fight all the time. And one thing that's an important
philosophy to keep
in mind is the understanding of the definition of a weed. A weed is any plant that is growing where it's unwanted.
Right.
That's the primary reason that trees are cut down.
Because it's in a place that somebody doesn't want it to be.
For whatever reason. So say they widen the streets. You know, that happens all over America all the time.
Yes.
At the community level, at the interstate level, they widen the roads to allow for more commerce, safer driving. The roots of trees are impacted. And you see a tree getting cut down that's 15 or 20 feet away from the edge of where the work is. Well, when they dug the hole for the footings for the road, they damaged all those trees' roots. It's better to cut it down at that time while you got all that equipment there.
Rather than waiting for it to get sick, die, and fall on somebody.
Or fall into the very road that they just widened.
Absolutely.
And that's a serious deal, too, because you don't want to block ambulances and police cars and things like that.
And just to bear in mind, if for whatever reason you have to take down a tree, it's best to call a professional to do that.
You don't want to mess around with cutting a tree down and not have the right tools, not take the proper safety precautions.
It's trickier than you think.
It is. We've all seen the videos of the fella cutting the tree down and dropped it right on his house.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to be that person.
You do not want to be that person. Okay, Murph, coming up next week on GLT's Grow, what's good about a brutal winter cold snap? There is actually good in that. We're going to have that next week on Grow. If you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like Murph to take on, we'd love to hear from you. Go to the website, wglt.org/grow. Fill in the form, send it along to us. We would love to hear from you on GLT's Grow. That's wglt.org/grow.